Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Arab Shabbos. So Shishi is the aliyah in which Yaakov, of course, breaks out of Beis Lavan. This Rana emphasizes the extent to which Yaakov would never have been Gonev Das had he thought that there was any chance that he could get out of there safe and whole. And the Shitas of the Sforno has a very critical interpretation of the pasuk of Elo Yada Yaakov Ki Rachel Ginav Asam, and the Aliyah surrounds the, you know, again Vaygnov Yaakov Eslev Lavan Harami Vatignov Rachel Satrafim Asher Lavia Velo Yada Yaakov Ki Rachel Ginav Asam, kind of this triangle of Ginev Das, right? That Yaakov is Gonev Das Lavan. Again, the Sforno feels that it's justified because it's a matter of Pikuach Nefesh. There's no other way that he could really get out of there. And, you know, Rachel steals her father's trophy, but Yaakov doesn't know that, right? So he's just being deceived at the same time as well. Velo yada Yaakov ki Rachel ginavasam. So the Sforno says it's not just a matter, the Torah is trying to emphasize to us, it's not just a matter that Yaakov would have never said, ima shertim so salohecha lo yichye neged achin raker lucha ma imadi v'kachloch. It's not just a matter that he would have never, right, you know, imagined, and Rashi thinks of the consequences. So Rashi indicates that the consequences were particularly grave, that, you know, this is why Rachel, in fact, met such an early demise. But the Sforno adds something which is really critical. It wasn't just the Lo Yichya that was on Yaakov's, would have been unthinkable for Yaakov. Lo Yada Yaakov, Shim Haya Yodeya, says the Sforno, Lo Haya Meiz Panav Lekachish. That Yaakov would have never denied it. Right, it's not just that, okay, Yaakov would have denied it, but he would have found some creative way to lie about it. But on the contrary, you know, for Yaakov, it would have been unthinkable to be meiz panim and to deny that which was true. And that the whole indignity that Yaakov feels here, and it's a righteous indignation, is, you know, Zali esrim shana beveisacha treifalo hevesei ilacha nochiachatanam yaditevakshana gnuvti yom gnuvti laila. The fact that he's being suspected of taking something, when for 20 years he never once took anything in a great personal expense. Hayisi vayom achalani chori vekerach balaila. So the Sforno is saying is that had somebody actually taken something, so Yaakov would have been the one to hand it over, right? You know, that it would have been unthinkable for him to do that. So again, kederech, if I could, you know, sort of borrow the language of the Rambam, kederech shelo haya Yaakov omer lo yichya, you know, kach lo haya omer, you know, had it really been true that somebody had stolen them, he would never would have denied it altogether, because for Yaakov, the idea of engaging in falsehood is muktzah machmas mios, you know, at this point in his life. He's Yaakov HaTzadik, and, you know, would never have been possible for him, viscerally impossible for him, constitutionally impossible for him to engage in that kind of prevarication.